I, Paul. Lessons from the Apostle, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Raleigh. As the Church celebrates the Jubilee Year of St. Paul, marking the 2000th anniversary of his birth, we offer this podcast series to help you learn more about St. Paul and to better understand what we can learn from him today.
In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 through 8, St. Paul writes, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone." Paul is once again writing to a community of believers and reminding them of their unique relationship with the Lord and the special gifts that each of them has received. He tells them, and he tells us, that we are blessed individually, and each of us is called to a particular service as a follower of Jesus, and that we are to work together for the common good. One wonders, though, if Paul was writing to the community because they were slipping and had problems understanding this truth. Were they losing sight of where their gifts came from and their responsibility to work with each other in community for the common good? Perhaps the community had started to split because of the particular roles each had taken on. What one did was becoming more important than who or she was. Competition rather than communion started to creep in. Positions and roles became priorities, and they forgot their relationship with Jesus, the source of all their gifts. This rings true for us today in our families, our communities, our parishes, and certainly in the world. We often forget that we are all one in the Lord and gifted in particular and special ways. So often we begin to categorize people by what they do or what they look like. Economic status, jobs, educational degree, color of skin, ethnic background, social status, these become very important to us or to others rather than the gift of person. We forget that God is the source of all life. We must take the words of Paul to heart. We are all made in the image of God, the same God who loves each and every one of us and blesses us with special gifts. Let us praise our God for the blessings he bestows upon each of us. And together remember that we as church are the instruments of God, providing the world with an abundance of gifts, with an abundance of services, to heal, to forgive, to educate, to listen, to be compassionate, to serve the needy, to seek justice, to be peacemakers, and to show mercy and love. We bring the world the person of Christ by our goodness. So let us praise the Lord always, for he has done wondrous things and the good in us. Amen.
Let us pray that the Lord, who made St. Paul see his light, hear his word, and touch his heart profoundly, may make us also see his light, hear his word, and touch our hearts, so that we may have passion for the gospel and give to all in today's world the light and truth of Christ. St. Paul, pray for us. Thank you for listening. We hope that you will return throughout this year of St. Paul for more of this podcast series. To learn more about the year of St. Paul or the Catholic Diocese of Raleigh, please visit www.dioceseofraleigh.org.